Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm Ryan McPherson, and thank you so much for joining us. Today is an announcement show. We have a special guest in here today to talk about a new show coming to our network and how he's going to be changing the world. Please welcome to the Business Radio X studio, the change master himself, the dynamic James Dallas.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. First, I want to thank you listeners because you're listening because you want to make a greater difference within your organizations, a greater difference within your communities, a greater difference within your family, and a greater difference within yourself. This show is all about helping you make that greater difference.
Well, we are looking forward to it. Here in the studio, I know our listeners are sitting on the edge of their seats out there wanting to know more about this show. Well, let's tell them the name of the show. It's going to be called Change Agents Exclusive, showcasing and learning from world-class change agents, hosted by James Dallas.
Absolutely. There's a tremendous need for this show because being a change agent is not easy. And that's and it's pointed up by the fact that 75% of change initiatives fail. And that's the result of a study that McKinsey and Company did last year. Mm-hmm. So this is a forum for change agents to come together where you get to learn and also listen and learn from world-class change agents.
That's right, including yourself, who's been in this industry for many, many years, have helped many organizations implement change and execute change successfully. I can't believe that number. 75% of change initiatives fail. So there is a huge need for this show.
Yes, and the reason that they fail is because, and it falls into two categories, the professional challenges of leading change and the personal challenges of leading change. The professional challenges have to deal with trying to change a culture.
Yes.
And the culture consists of two things, okay? People and politics, okay? And those two things form status quo. And status quo has knocked out many a change agent.
Yeah, I understand. And, you know, there's an old saying that says the only thing constant in this world is change. And you would think people would be better adept to accepting and implementing change. But from your perspective, that's not an easy task.
No, not at all, because within status quo, there's always somebody who benefits from status quo.
Yes.
Also, within status quo, it gives people their comfort zone. So change requires them to come out of their comfort zone. It also requires a shift, always a shift. In power, at least perceived power.
Yeah, so the purpose of the show is the only show that showcases change agents where listeners will learn about the barriers change agents are breaking and the changes they are making to provide you listeners with answers and personal direction so you can get out there and implement these changes in your life or workspace.
Absolutely. And then that's the second one, the personal challenges that change agents face. Those personal challenges come in the form of the criticism that you're always going to hear when you introduce something new that's against prevailing wisdom. The loneliness that you're going to always face when you're the only one thinking that way.
Yes.
Okay. The misunderstanding that takes place in which somebody took a word that you said and heard it a different way, either unintentionally or by design, because they're playing politics in order to fight the change.
Politics kind of drips into all elements of our society, particularly the workplace as well. So being able to battle that element of your change is our lessons you're going to learn here on Change Agents Exclusive, hosted by James Dallas. The first show is going to be February 9th, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Today's January 20th. So February 9th, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Tune in then. It's going to be every other week going forward over the next several months. You can go to businessradiox.com to hear that, or you can go to your website as well to get the connected to the interviews there. So we understand why the need of the show. So let's talk about the mission of the show in a little bit deeper context. What are some of the kind of lessons people can glean from the information from our guests that we'll have on this program?
Okay, first, the mission of the show. This show came about the same way my book came about. I got tired. I had seen way too many well-intentioned change leaders fail at leading change because they did not know how to successfully navigate the professional and the personal challenges of change. So this show is about teaching people the lessons that I learned.
Yes.
in my career, and teaching them by hearing other world-class change leaders talk about their personal journey, talk about their professional journey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, so great guest, as well as James bringing his expertise to the forefront here on the radio program, covering a wide array of topics that cover the change and the change agents world and how to deal with those. What are some of those topics that we're going to be talking about on the program?
Okay. The topics range from how to deal with the politics and people dynamics of change. In fact, that's going to be the topic of the first show. How to deal with the loneliness, back to the personal challenges of leading change, how to bounce back and bounce up from setbacks and setups, how to become more influential within the organization, how to deal with an unsupportive and bad boss.
Yeah.
Okay. And how to deal also with manipulative and conniving coworkers. To that point, the Harvard Business Review last month published an article on why bad guys win at work.
Why is that?
Because they know how to play the politics. They know how to play them very well. In fact, when I'm mentoring change leaders, the first question I ask them is that, do you like politics? And if they say no, I tell them, get out the game then. Okay?
Yeah.
So when they say yes, the first lesson I teach them about politics is that you're going to be shot at.
Okay.
And the first lesson and the first rule of politics is, since people are going to be shooting at you, don't give them any extra bullets, and definitely don't give them an extra gun.
Right, right. That makes sense. Perfect sense for folks out there. So lots of topics getting into the nitty gritty of what's going on out there in the world of change. Because this is something that businesses, from the small business to the large corporations, have to deal with on a regular basis.
Absolutely. In fact, change, to your point, spans all businesses, spans all organizations, be it educational, be it religious, okay? Be it for-profit, be it non-profit.
You're absolutely right.
Okay? Change also occurs within our families and also, most importantly, within ourselves. And this show is going to give you straight talk about how to deal with the change. Not academic, not theoretical, but straight talk.
How to successfully deal with the cultural, political, and personal challenges of leading change. Sometimes just being part of that change is hard for people. Some people have it easier than others. Some people embrace change. Other people resist it, whether you said in their family or in their workplace. But it's going to happen at some point in your life. So learning how to deal with it is a great first step to making it as pleasant as you can.
Yes. First, you learn how to deal with it. And then secondly, and more importantly, you learn how to lead it.
Good. Excellent stuff. So stay tuned, listeners and supporters. Make sure you're following us at Business Radio X on Twitter. You can also follow James at H. James Dallas for more updates and information on who the guests and show flow will be. So the format, every other week, we'll have two guests on the program. And each one of them is going to bring a unique perspective to change and how to implement that into your corporation.
Absolutely. Now, they're going to bring a unique perspective, but they're going to have one thing always in common. They are going to represent the three biggest qualities of a change leader. The first one being driven by purpose. And it's a purpose that's always bigger than them. Okay, that's when you become a leader. Time your purpose becomes bigger than you. Second, they are authentic. That means people trust them. Even if they disagree with them, they trust them. Okay. And then the third thing they bring is resilience.
Resilience.
That grit, where they can talk about how they bounced up from those setbacks and those setups.
Right. So each one of them is going to talk about those three fundamentals of what change has to do.
Okay. Let me give you some examples of who some of the guests are going to be. Steve Coonan, the chief executive officer, the CEO of the Atlanta Hawks and the Phillips Arena. Yeah. Okay. Before he was at the Atlanta Hawks, he was president of Turner Entertainment Networks. That's TNN. That's TBS. He was also, during his tenure there, he was recognized by TV Guide on the power list. Now, what's impressive about Steve, he took over the Hawks at a time of turmoil.
Yes.
Within the organization that caused turmoil to occur outside of the organization within the city.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He took over at a very volatile time where it could have gone in either direction, but I think he's taken the Atlanta Hawks and Phillips Arena in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. And what he does is that he shows how a changed leader has to take on risk in order to make the overall better.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, another example is one of my former bosses, Pete Carrell.
Nice.
Pete Carrell transformed Georgia Pacific from a commodities business to a consumer products business, created over $44 billion of value. And to watch how Pete led that transformation was just, because I had a front row seat.
Did you?
And learned a lot about change just by watching him.
That's going to be a great episode because I know you and him are going to be able to connect on air, and our listeners are going to find some real rich nuggets of information about change that they can utilize.
Absolutely. And then we're also going to bring in guests who represent the executive recruiting companies.
Okay.
Okay, because they can let people know what leader, what organizations are looking for in change leaders. They can also let them know why they're failing.
Yes, no, it's very good. And each time a guest come in, it's going to be a new and exciting topic of discussion about change and how to implement that. And each time you'll be able to take away some information you can add to your life with as well. So professional CEOs, associations, experienced change leaders, and community leaders going to be coming on the program. And so we've talked about why the need for the show, but now I want to understand and let our listeners understand why you, James.
Why me? I started from the bottom and rose to the top. And I did because of one thing, my ability to lead change. In my over 30 years of business experience, I've led change in different functions, different businesses, different industries, and different geographies. In fact, people ask me, James, how could you go from a forest products company?
Yeah.
Okay. That were making plywood and paper products in Georgia Pacific to Medtronic, a medical device company that's making pacemakers, defibrillators, and deep brain stimulators. It was all based on my ability to lead change.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, I started from the bottom. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but my nickname, one of my nicknames growing up was Spoon because my head was shaped like one. Okay. Now, speaking of my head, if you look at me, you'll see that my hairline is way back and my hair color is very gray. Neither one is hereditary.
Okay.
It's because of the lessons that I've learned in leading change.
Yeah, wow. So that's exciting. So James, he's been on the program before, and his backstory, you can go online now, businessradiox.com, put in James Dallas. And if you want to get more in detail about who he is and why he is the right fit for this show, you can do so at your convenience. So we're excited to have James here featured on Change Leaders Exclusive, Change Agents Exclusive, I should say, showcasing and learning from the world-class change agents. So listeners, will they be able to engage with you along the way and ask questions and give you feedback about the show?
Absolutely. They could follow me, again, on Twitter and Facebook at HJamesDallas and hashtag ChangeMasters. And I can also go to my website, jdallasassociates.com, where they can submit questions and comments. And they can also submit guests that they would like to see on the show and also topics they would like for us to address on the show.
Fantastic. So we've talked about why the need for the show, why James is the right man for the show. I'd like for you to explain to our listeners now, if you could, sir, why Business Radio X?
Business Radio X is all about the listener, all about you. It's the only forum that's about business, that's about change, and about the listener. Run by real good people who share in the philosophy of think big.
Yes.
Start small. Learn quickly and grow fast.
That makes perfect sense to me. So listeners can certainly lean on Business Radio X and our infrastructure here to stay engaged with James and his new show, Change Agents Exclusive, premiering February 9th, Tuesday, 9 a.m. And then every other Tuesday at 9 a.m., you can tune in to hear us live or go there and check out the recorded podcast afterwards and listen to it at your own convenience. So we're very excited to announce that here today on Atlanta Business Radio, and coming soon to your radio as well. So listeners can expect a lot of great things from this show, the format, the enriching guest, as well as the wisdom from you. It's going to be a show for just about anyone out there who wants to implement change in their organization.
Absolutely. You're going to be able to learn from outstanding guests again. You're going to be able to hear their personal stories, their professional stories, and you're going to be able to learn from them and apply those lessons learned. You're going to hear them more than you hear me. But at the end of each show, I'm going to end with Dallas Diamonds. Yes. And these are gems of wisdom that have been forged through pressure or formed through pressure.
Wow.
Not just from me, but also from the people that I've learned from, which is another reason of this for this show. One of the things that I would change in my career would be that I would have sought out advice sooner instead of trying to figure out everything myself and stumble through that process. I would have gone to wise people that have been there, done that sooner.
Why do you think you resisted that, asking James, a younger James, why did you resist that, reach out to it for help sooner?
A lot of times it's pride.
Yes.
Because a lot of times you don't want to, you don't want people to know that you don't know.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of times it's just you're trying to figure it out yourself and you're just going around in circles. But the number one reason was pride.
Yeah.
And especially after I found that the more success that I experienced, the more prideful I became. Mm. And then without fail, anytime that pride set in, I was getting ready to run into a failure.
Right. And that could go on into implement into the rest of your life as well. So as you get older and you're more seasoned business person, asking for help is sometimes even difficult at that stage of your career.
Absolutely. In fact, one of my favorite sayings is that if you stick with what you know, you're going to be stuck by what you know.
Man, that's going to be a good Dallas Diamonds, I bet, for folks. I like that one for sure. So each week, listeners will be able to hear him, his guest, Dallas Diamonds. You'll be able to get a lot of information that you can then implement into your personal life and your professional life as well. This will be the only radio show that showcases change agents. And change agents are in much demand these days, all across the board here in America.
Yes, they're in demand. But their jobs are getting tougher because with all of the changes that are happening in the economy, within organizations, most people are just hunkering down. They're just trying to pedal faster, mm-hmm. run faster, as opposed to fundamentally changing. So change agents, it's actually harder now. So that's why it's important that they have a forum.
Yes.
That they can go to learn from, and in fact, to get inspired by.
Yeah, it's going to be a community of people all within that workspace, change agents. So the show Change Agents Exclusive is something that you can listen to live or download, interact with us on the social media platforms or guest recommendations. This will be a place for you to go to on a regular basis to get information and stay ahead of the cutting edge in the change agents arena.
Absolutely. And look, no question is off limits.
Okay.
So feel free to send in any question about any issue that you're dealing with, because again, I know that it's tough being a change agent.
Yeah. So if you're experiencing setbacks or employees in the office who are not on board, or perhaps you have a bad boss, or you just want to get more information, all these topics will be discussed on the show.
Absolutely. And it's going to be personal. In fact, one of the shows is going to deal with, okay, how do you manage your career? How do you manage your salary? And how do you manage your money?
Yes, right. And that's good common information that people need to know. And so if you can begin to embrace change and implement it into your life and your organization, you will find it the transition easier than as opposed to resisting change. I think that's a hurdle most people just can't get over, is they resist change.
Yes, and that gets back to being willing to step outside of your comfort zone. And in order for you to do that, you have got to be able to fight the fear, the uncertainty, and the doubt, which forms the acronym FUD.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to fight the FUD.
Yes, that's right. And fear is certainly something that a lot of people have. Fear of the unknown, fear of past mistakes, fear of success in a lot of places, too.
Yes. And speaking of past mistakes, the Dallas Diamond for today is that we've got to stop shooting on ourselves. That's S-H-O-U-L-D-I-N-G.
Okay? Shooting.
Yes. And that's that thing that where you go, if I woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Right.
Where you keep replaying mistakes or decisions that you made.
Yes.
No. A mistake is only a mistake if you don't learn from it and if you dwell on it.
Excellent point. Another Dallas Diamonds for you folks right there. And one for me, maybe from Ryan Redhawk here, is a fear, false evidence appearing real.
Oh.
It's something we used to say in the Army all the time. So the more you understand your situation, the less fear should be a driver behind that decision you need to make in that situation.
Absolutely. And that goes back to if you're driven by purpose,
mm-hmm.
driven by purpose, you have that North Star. That North Star will erase the fear. Well, it may not completely erase the fear, but what it will do is cause you to do something about it.
Right. It gives you a moral compass and a point to stay grounded on, as opposed to each and every time a decision, a tough decision is being made, that you're not guided by any moral compass at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So having faith and learning along the way is all this is going to be things you will learn on and information you can use on Change Agents Exclusive, premiering February 9th, Tuesday, 9 a.m. And then you can begin to hear that show every other Tuesday from that point forward. Hosted by James Dallas, and we are looking forward to that first show as well. So remind our listeners how they can find out information about you or get connected with the show prior to that show launch.
Okay. You again, Twitter, at HJamesDallas, hashtag ChangeMasters. Go to my website, JamesDallasAndAssociates.com. You can also go to LinkedIn at JamesDallas2. And the reason is James Dallas, too.
Yeah.
I've come to find out there are some other James Dallases out there.
Okay. So definitely connect with him there. Stay tuned for more. We are excited here at Business Radio X to have James as part of our team here, and we are ready to get this show out there to you. So thank you so much, James, for coming in today. And any last thoughts you may have for our listeners?
Yes, I want to thank you all again for listening because of the difference that you're making and the greater difference that you are going to make. Thank you.
All right. So listeners, supporters, Business Radio X fans all around the world, stay tuned. You will find us here at BusinessRadioX.com or all the Twitter handles and websites James just mentioned will be posted on our website. So make sure you are connected there. So thank you to Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, and on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, on behalf of James Dallas, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.